What is up, entrepreneurs, business owners, and probably my grandma? I'm Corey, and you're listening to Business Vibe, the channel that brings you interviews with successful entrepreneurs. Today's business interview is with Velizar Milanov, co-founder of the digital marketing agency Digit Inc. You'll learn how Velizar started his digital marketing company, how he was able to find the perfect co-founder, and his advice to people that want to start their own business. I hope you enjoy this interview as much as I did.
Okay, well, to kick it off, do you mind telling us a little bit about yourself before you started with Digit Inc.?
So I do have a bachelor's degree in strategic marketing planning. And actually, to be honest, you know, my co-founder was a colleague of mine in university, and this is how we met, which was pretty cool. And yeah, I started, like, my first job was in a call center, honestly. I was taking like technical calls for like different projects and stuff. And then I started, you know, being interested in digital marketing. I started some different freelance gigs. I lived a while in Spain, in Granada. And this is when I started really freelancing. And when I came back to Bulgaria, I landed my first job as a marketing manager for a company here. Then I moved to like a different marketing manager's positions in different companies. And at some point, you know, Daniel and I, my partner, we decided to kind of partner up and start our journey.
So what kind of inspired you to start this specific?
Yeah, it's kind of came naturally. I was selling stuff online since I was like 16 or whatever. We have our own version of eBay here. So I was just like buying stuff from like local shops and selling it online. So back then, this is what I did with like 100-150% margin. So back then it was working really well. And for a 16-year-old kid, it was good. So I always knew that I wanted to, you know, have something on my own, have my own business and stuff. But up until that point that I was interested in digital marketing, I did not know that this was going to be my thing. I thought that I was going to have like a, you know, this, let's say, more of like a normal standard business, like a, I don't know, like a coffee place, a restaurant, something like that. And when I started understanding more about digital marketing, I was like, that's interesting. And like, first of all, with Daniel, we were like just freelancing together. And then it like slowly matured to like an agency state.
Awesome. Awesome. Okay. So it sounds like you were lucky enough. You know, a lot of people want to find a co-founder. It's a lot of times they wonder how they can find a co-founder. And it sounds like you got pretty lucky finding somebody that you work along well with.
Yeah, that's correct. And since then, I had other business endeavors as well with other business partners. And honestly, this is my best business partner just because we're so different. For example, I'm more of like a techie guy. I know how to set up everything. And he has just like a different type of personality. He's more like the guy who just likes to talk about stuff. So we complement each other really well. And I think this is super, super important whenever you're choosing a partner to do like whatever you want to do. And yeah, I think that is pretty helpful.
When you started your agency, what was your initial vision for it? And how has it like expanded and grown and changed over that time? How long have you been doing this?
I think it's 6 years now, six, seven. I got to check like when exactly did we start the whole thing. But that's a great question because in the beginning, like our vision was like way different than it's currently. Just because back then it was just me and Daniel. And we were branding ourselves as, you know, a digital marketing team, because back then there were a lot of agencies, and we were like, okay, people don't really like working with agencies just because they were burned, blah, blah, blah. And we're like, okay, we're going to brand ourselves as a team. We're basically a team that is embedded in your company. And it feels like a natural extension of your marketing team when it comes to like digital marketing stuff. And that worked really well. It's just that at some point we hit a ceiling just because Daniel and I had like a certain, you know, amount of workload that we could handle. And above that, it wasn't really scalable. So this is when we decided to move to like a more of a traditional, you know, agency type of structure.
So like what were your first steps to, once you like figured out, okay, this is the path we want to take, or what were your first steps to getting off the ground?
Yeah, that was super interesting, honestly. Both Daniel and I had like our part-time or full-time jobs. I don't remember if Daniel was full-time, but I was part-time working as a marketing manager here in Bulgaria for a brokerage company. So I was working part-time there. We were also studying in university, and on the side, we were starting this business. So I through like the connections I made via like freelancing, I found like one client, and through Daniel's connections, who was also like freelancing at the time, we found like another client. So these were our two initial clients. And like my client, the one that I brought, was like super small, a cosmetic company here in Bulgaria, but the one that Daniel brought was a pretty big name back then. I don't know if you have heard of Hacker Paradise. So we were their digital marketing team for 2 years, I believe. So yeah, this was our first big fish, and we're like super excited about it. But we were both like working, our jobs at the same time. And at some point, our workload at the agency got so big. So Daniel kind of, ended his thing at his job. And I basically made my employer our client, who is actually still staying with us. It's been like 8 years since we started working together. So that was pretty cool. So this is how we got our first three clients, I guess.
So you're primarily based in Europe, and you get most of your clients in Europe then.
Not really. I mean, honestly, 80% of our clients are North American, so either US or Canada.
So how do you juggle that kind of time difference and time zone and stuff? Is that hard or?
Sometimes it is hard. In the beginning, we used to be on Zoom calls to like 11 p.m. our time, 1 a.m. our time. It was hard just because we wanted to get a get started. But then we just set some ground rules. Hey, we don't work, past 8 p.m. our time or whatever. And it's all about like creating a system that works on both ends. And I think that people appreciate when you put like boundaries and you're like, okay, like I'm gonna do everything that you want, but I'm not available for a call after 8 p.m. my time or whatever. And this usually works. I mean, people are super fine with that.
So, like your strategies to acquiring and retaining your clients, what's worked the best for you to do that?
That's a great question as well, because we have tested a lot of stuff. We tested when it comes to like client acquisition, we tested like cold emails, cold calling, PPC, any type of PPC, so Facebook, LinkedIn, Google, all that good stuff. What else did we do? Attending some conferences, networking. But honestly, the best clients come from referrals, just because if I like working with client A and client A recommends client B, most likely I'm gonna be, liking working with client B as well. And it seems super important to build like a couple of core clients, let's put it that way, who constantly like refer you to like other businesses that they know. And that's super, super helpful. And we tend to have a couple of those who are just like constantly feeding us new leads. And another great source actually are those ranking platforms. So for example, I don't know if you're familiar with Clutch. I don't know like how did you find us? But Clutch is like a ranking platform for like different agencies, even for like accounting firms, like all that service-based types of businesses. So over there, for example, we were first in Bulgaria. In Europe, I think we're 10th or 8th. I don't know. I gotta check like what's our current position. But through this platform, a lot of, good leads are coming.
Yeah, I found you guys on Indie Hackers.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
This is like another platform that we're registered in. As those platforms are really amazing. I mean, we had a couple of really cool clients coming in from Indie Hackers, cool startups that are just getting started, and they want like a cool digital marketing team to work with, or agency, as we call ourselves now.
So do you push, do you try to incentivize that word of mouth?
Yeah, whatever I can, I do, just because it's gotta make sense for everybody. Or if the client does not want any bonus or anything like that, we end up doing something for free for them. It could be lender too. It could be discount when it comes to like their retainer or whatever. We just want to make sense that we just want the whole thing to make sense for them as well.
Okay. So you're starting out, you're building out. What were some major challenges, some big challenges that you guys ran into while building, building out that you just kind of didn't expect?
Like one thing that I find is that, people always overestimate how long, the process is going to take, like underestimate how long the process is going to take and overestimate how good they are at a certain skill. So at the beginning, I thought that I was pretty good when it comes to like sales and stuff. And I later understood that I pretty much sucked. So I had to learn a lot of stuff, and take anything from the ground, like other challenges. Honestly, in the digital marketing space, there are like two major challenges, as in any business, like finding new clients and actually retaining those clients and serving them as best as you can. So both of these parts of the equation have their own kind of challenges. So client acquisition, that's always hard. That's always hard to crack that code. There are like a million ways you can acquire a client. Nowadays, there are like a ton of different YouTubers who like preach different stuff and people just copy and paste them. I bet you have seen like a number of quick question core emails in your inbox. I hate those, but I've been a guy who likes sending them as well. So yeah, that was hard. But at some point, we understood how everything works in like the different platforms. We cracked the code, and then we decided, okay, like clients for coming from Facebook ads are good, but they tend to stick, way less compared to like the referrals, compared to like clients that are coming from, let's say, Clutch. So let's push more in that direction so that we have stickier clients that stay longer with us, and we don't have to, jiggle all that, sales calls and all that stuff. And when it comes to like retention, it's always about like hiring like the right folks, which is always hard. Because we in the beginning we weren't doing any screening. We were just like doing tests and doing like calls or stuff like that, just to understand like how people behave, how they think. And we were just giving them like a case study or like a just like an example of like a scenario or whatever, just to see how they think. But it turned out that people could be really good at just nailing those interviews, nailing those tests and whatever, and later when it comes to like real life scenarios, they just suck. So it was super important for us to build like this HR hiring process, also like the onboarding process, and to have like a really good structure when it comes to like SOPs and stuff, so people don't have to think so much on the job, and to just hire like good characters, I guess. Because it could be that they're like lacking a skill or two, but if they're good people, if they have like the right mindset, and if they fit like the company culture, like things are going to work out.
And do you hire a lot of remote people, or is it all in-house?
We're all remote. I mean, for example, I live in Sofia, which is the capital of Bulgaria. My partner lives in Plovdiv, which is like the third biggest city here. And the rest of the team is spread out across Bulgaria. We have like one girl who works from Canada. We have like a girl in Germany, another one who is in America. So we're all over the globe, I guess.
So I'm sure having like a remote team and having a lot of your client base not centrally located to you got to rely heavily on tools.
Oh yeah, that's correct.
Yeah, what kind of tools do you guys use to manage all this?
So when it comes to like client management, we tend to use monday.com when it comes to like project management, task management, all that good stuff. When it comes to like communication, we tend to use internal communication. I mean, we tend to use Slack. And then for like client communication, we tend to use only email, because if we use more platforms, things get hairy, and we like, just like the email type of communication. And then we jump on calls like this, on Zoom, on Gmeet, whatever, the client prefers.
Do you guys, and you, how much SEO stuff do you guys do? Because you work with ads, right? A lot, you personally?
So PPC is our main type of service, let's put it that way. Then on top of that, in order to support our PPC efforts, we do landing page creation, email marketing, what else? Yeah, that's pretty much it. And then we do some SEO, but I wouldn't say this is like a major area of our business. It's more of like, hey, we need this, PPC campaigns. We also need that, and we need a little bit of SEO. And yes, we can, help the client with that, but it's not like our main thing.
So how do you measure success with the campaigns that you're running? Is there any specific target that you're trying to hit?
It depends on the business, right? If it's like a SaaS business, we tend to like the main KPIs are free trials, cost per free trial, like subscription, cost per subscription, payback period, ARPU, all that. When it comes to like e-commerce, is the ROAS is king, right? And also like cost per purchase, so that's that. And when it comes to like lead gen clients, cost per lead is the main thing.
So kind of moving out of that part of the interview, where do you see the digital marketing landscape going? in the next few years?
It's always changing. I mean, I remember when first started, like platforms like just looked differently, they
Yeah.
felt differently, everything was like so different, like algorithms were less educated, while right now like an average Joe can just enter in, let's say, Facebook ads and do like an okay campaign. Yes, it won't be optimal, it won't be as if like a professional has made it, but still it would provide some kind of result. So this algorithmic learning, the AI, machine learning, all that has like a major input in the growth of this sphere, let's put it that way. And moving forward, I do think that AI would be more and more involved, and those tedious jobs that we're doing on a daily basis would be slowly just like phased away. So let's say like deleting a campaign or like duplicating a campaign or like stopping an ad or whatever. And we can see that those are like they have been gradually phased out from the platforms. I see this trend that platforms are getting like dumber and dumber, let's put it away, so that less and less educated people can actually go in and start, you know, advertising, which is great in some way because the barrier of entry is lower and people can like with a small business, they can test a little bit of Google ads, a little bit of Bing ads, a little bit of Facebook action. But like the thing is that usually they end up doing like stupid stuff because Facebook, for example, or any other platform for that matter, like their end goal is to make you spend more money. So if you don't know like how everything works over there, it's gonna end up wasting your money with like some vague metrics as, you know, reach, likes, comments, all that.
And that's a really good segue to my next question, because I have quite a bit of audience that I have two types of audience members. They either own a business and they're really interested in this type of content, and then others that want to start their own business, want to start their own entrepreneurial journey. You said, I believe you said you went to university, correct, for marketing. Do you believe you'd have to go to university to become a and get that kind of education, that conventional education, to become a digital marketer?
Not really. I mean, honestly, everything that I learned in university were just like the foundations, right? I mean, like how business works, how marketing works in general. But when it comes to like the specifics, like how digital marketing works or like how Facebook works, these were like things that I had to crack on my own. So I did not, you know, rely on my education to do that for me. I was like proactive when it comes to that. I went to like a lot of, you know, different events. Purchase like a ton of, you know, different courses just to understand like how everything works. And I, you know, put my money on the line when it comes to like tests so I can see like how everything works.
You recommend any courses?
Not really.
Yeah, just kind of overall kind of digital marketing courses to learn the different platforms.
Yeah, I should say that the courses that the different platforms provide, so let's say Google has their own type of courses when it comes to like Google Ads, Google Analytics, Google Tag Manager, all that. That's a good foundation so that you can understand like how everything works when it comes to like interface, the logic of the algorithm. But you should always take everything with a pinch of salt, just because these platforms, at the end of the day, they want you to spend more money inside them. Everything that they teach is not always like what you really want to accomplish using those platforms. So that's important. So that you should rely on like third party, let's put it that way, courses. Honestly, right now, I do not have a recommendation. It's been a while since I purchased like an online course for digital marketing.
Well, so you as a digital marketer with clients, what do you see clients do, like mistakes in the digital marketing area?
Before they come to us or like in general? Yeah,
Yeah,
so
maybe that in general, overall.
it depends on what platform we're talking about, but let's use like Facebook for example. But that's valid for any platform, to be honest. For example, if the owner is running their ads and money is coming from their pocket, like they're so emotionally tied with the result, it just like screws whatever they're like doing inside the platform. I don't know if you're like investing or like trading, all that stuff, but like digital marketing, when it comes to like media buying, works the same way. You just like test your hypothesis against the market, and then it's super important to be emotionless when you're like optimizing, so you're not like just fighting with your ego. Hey man, I just wanna, you know, this ad to work, and I'm just gonna, you know, put money towards it until it works. So that's like one mistake. Another one is just like doing a lot of stuff in like different directions at the same time without having like any type of focus. And this would lead to some kind of results, but usually people are not happy with them just because they have like a little bit of, you know, success, let's say in performance campaigns, a little bit of success in awareness campaigns, but all in all, like the accounts, they're not happy with the performance of the account. So that's important just to have like a focus and, you know, have like their priorities right. And the third mistake that I see over and over again is not proper conversion tracking, which is super important because honestly, nowadays the algorithms are so smart that they need like this constant feed of information of who converts and who does not convert. So when your website or campaign or whatever is lacking that, it just like it screws everything.
And I've never thought about that kind of like a stock trading thing. Like you really need to take your emotions out of it.
Exactly, man. To be honest, I do have like a ritual that I do before I do major optimizations on ad account because even though, you know, I'm the owner of the agency, I'm still working on some ad accounts, the most important ones, to be honest, because I want to be involved in this day-to-day work when it comes to digital marketing, because I think it's super, super important. And I tend to, you know, drink my coffee, then do a little bit of meditation, and then I do the optimization just to make sure that I'm in the right headspace.
So coming down, coming kind of to the end of the interview, what advice would you have for somebody looking to start their own business or wanting, they wanted to start something, but they kind of feel stuck?
Like one thing that I really like, I don't know from which podcast I watched it and I heard it honestly, but it's like, it's supposed to be hard. I mean, whenever, you know, you're feeling, hey, man, this just like sucks, it's supposed to be hard. I mean, if it was easy, everybody would do it. So right. You just gotta, you know, muscle through the whole thing. You gotta trust the process. And honestly, in the beginning, you should not focus on results, but more on like the process of like being better and better every day. Let's say email marketing is your thing. Like you gotta see like gradual improvement over and over again. And as I said, you know, success takes a lot of time and usually the people, you know, underestimate, you know, how much time is going to take. So yeah, just take that into consideration.
Is there anything you'd like to share with the readers, the watchers, anything coming up with Digi Inc. that you'd like to share, anything like that?
So one thing that we're currently experimenting and we do see success is our free trial offer. So basically for 14 days, people can work with us for free and we can see if we're a fit. Usually there are not a lot of, you know, agencies that offer that because it takes a lot of, you know, workload, especially in the beginning to set up all these ad accounts, all that. And we do offer that for free just to see if we're a good fit. If not, you know, everybody goes on its own way.
So, hey, it was awesome to meet with you. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Likewise.